Do a wiggle. I'm so sorry. Like, I just want to wiggle the whole time.
We just
you just feel like wiggling.
Yeah, we just have to wiggle. Welcome back to Simple Tech Media. It has been a couple of weeks, unfortunately, since we have been able to put a video out there for the world to enjoy. Last week, we sat here for about an hour and had issues that were just beyond our control. And this week, so far, things seem to be working better. We're using a different computer. I think last time it was just that the computer that was being used just was not able to withstand all of the, you know, great things that we were saying.
Oh yeah, I could not handle it at all. It was terrible.
Yeah, so our last 2 weeks we have really struggled with the microphone sounds, and it has nothing to do with the mic. It was just the capabilities of the device, the computer itself. So I think so far so good, and maybe we'll be able to actually have a full episode this week. But it was kind of nice having a break, honestly, last week to not have to edit. I do want to just say, we do usually start our podcast by talking about things going on behind the scenes. While we haven't been posting much, we are at the prime time for teachers wrapping up the semester, and just pure exhaustion has set in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I haven't pushed myself a lot to do videos for Simple Tech. Nikki, I know, is just taking it day by day at this point in time. And that's basically how anybody we work with would be. And I think any teacher across the nation would say the same thing. It's just one day at a time, one moment at a time. You do the next thing you know you need to do, and you just keep on plugging away. So the end is in sight for us, thankfully, but we're still plugging away. So we're at a very heavy, heavy time for us. And so we haven't gotten out a lot of tutorials, which personally I'm okay with. But behind the scenes, I have really been working on our website. Some new things are coming. We have our merchandise. I have recently placed a large sample order. There were some issues with some of our t-shirts and things not printing correctly the last time that I went through and did this a few months ago. And then I just really didn't have time to mess with it. Well, I made myself sit down the last couple of weeks and really get it where I think it needs to be based on what I was seeing with the results before. And so I'm just waiting on a few more things to come in to verify that the quality is where I would like for it to be. Now, we are using print on demand, so I'm skeptical a little bit of how consistent the quality will be, so I'm curious to see how that goes. I don't want to sell poor quality products, so hopefully it doesn't do us dirty in that regard. And some of the things we've gotten in have been really nice, and some things have been not so nice. I got a shirt in the other day where the part of it was just completely crooked on there, so I'm not going to use that particular company anymore. But we'll see the ones that are coming in. I got the mug in today, Nikki. I didn't tell you that yet. You haven't gotten a chance to see it. So I'll bring it into the office tomorrow to show you. It is so cool. It changes color.
That's amazing.
While you drink out of it when it's hot or cold. It was pretty fun to make. And I'll bring that in to show you. But that should be available on our website once we get that all going. And I've been working on getting the store part of it built. This is something I have never done before. And it's been a lot of fun for me on the back end of it to see how that works. But it's still a little bit nerve-wracking to know that if people actually use it, they're putting their financial information in there. So I need to make sure that it is done perfectly.
Right.
Because I don't want to risk anybody's security with that. So it just takes some time to figure that out. And but that's where we're at. We're getting so close to having merch to sell, which is so exciting. Very exciting.
So exciting.
Another thing that is new on my end, and I'm going to steal the mic here because I know, again, from Nikki right now, she's just hanging on. She's hanging on. She's there. So I will kind of commandeer the conversation at this point where we're talking about things that are going on behind the scenes. And some of you who follow us on social media might have seen this weekend that I have made some changes in my work contract, and for my next school year, I will still be teaching at the same place, but I am scaling back my hours quite a bit and my responsibilities. And I am so excited to offer some virtual assistant skills, tasks, whatever you want to call them. making my skills available for people online who might need that. And I'm thinking of, you know, teachers who might need their PowerPoints and things to be revamped. I can do that for you over the summer if you need me to. I'm thinking of churches who don't really have it in their budget to hire a full-time person or even a regular part-time person where they have to have a place to put them and, you know, have to have all the equipment. But I can, you know, help make bulletins or make the slides to go on the screen or, you know, use the different softwares and things that you all use. So those are some things that I can do. I can do some light bookkeeping. I know Microsoft very well. I know Google very well. And so I just really feel this burden to be a blessing to other people. And I feel like this is a way that I can kind of help others while I'm kind of transitioning out of the classroom, which is weird to say out loud. I mean, Nikki has heard me say that that is somewhere that I feel like I am being led to do. And that was a big part of me opening up, you know, Tina Bell LLC and then going into Simple Tech. But my name for the virtual assistant part of it will be Simple Tech Virtual Assistant, I think is what I did. And so that website will be coming live here very soon. I haven't started building it yet, but that will be coming very quickly because that's something that I'd like to get started very soon. I've had a lot of people over the years say, man, I wish I could take your class. I wish I could learn the things that you're teaching in your classes. And I think this could be an opportunity for at least help people to get to a point where they want, you know, maybe do one-on-one tutoring. I could do that. Whatever needs to be done as far as that goes. Maybe your child is in a computer apps class and they have questions. You know, this is something they could reach out and get some help in. So more details to come later, but I'm very excited about the opportunities. It's a little bit scary. It's a lot scary, actually, but I'm very excited about the opportunities that I have and that I still get to be in the classroom and continue on with that a couple of days a week as I kind of taper off of being face-to-face and going more to a virtual setting, which I'm loving. I love the whole virtual, the virtual aspect of, I mean, I feel like I was built for a virtual lifestyle. I like being able to reach out to people, but it's definitely much more in my comfort zone.
Going off of what Tina was just talking about with her virtual assistants, I think it'll be great for us to transition into iSpy AI. Tina, have you been on social media at all for the past 2 weeks?
Yes, slightly, a little bit. I really don't spend a ton of time on there, but I have spent enough time to see where you might be headed with this one.
Did any of us notice the AI that's been integrated into Instagram and Facebook? It is right there for everyone to see.
You know, I noticed it first because everybody was complaining about it before I even noticed the little button. Everybody was saying, how do I turn this off?
When I looked at it, I saw the search bar. I saw it on Instagram first. Mm-hmm. So your search bar turned into a little tiny like blue circle. And when you click on it, it says, ask Meta AI anything. And I was like, what in the world did they just do to Instagram? And what we did with basically like ChatGPT, where we could ask questions, or even Copilot, where you could ask questions, you can do the same exact thing in the application. Where did you see yours?
I saw it on Facebook, and initially I was drawn to it because somebody said, what is this? I don't like it. And I then noticed I don't spend a ton of time on Facebook or Instagram these days. Mm-hmm. I do spend a little bit more time on TikTok, and there's a reason for that, which I won't get into at this time. Anyway, I'm pausing weird. I tend to spend more time on TikTok than I do Instagram and Facebook for a reason that makes sense probably only to me. But I haven't actually seen it on Instagram, but I have noticed it on Facebook. I tend to pull up Facebook more often because it's kind of in the prime position of where my thumb is on my phone. And it's the place where the people that I know from back home post things. So that's usually the one that I'll just do a quick scroll so I can keep up with, you know, this family member who just got married or whatever it is that I was completely out of the loop on. I'm not that great with keeping up with people. So that's my way of keeping up with how things are going. So I happen to see it on Facebook. I know you're not on Facebook quite as often, but just quickly scrolling. I happen to see it, though, for where it really caught my eye was when I saw a post from our local news station. They had a picture of the story that they were talking about. I don't remember what the story was. And then the AI button was there, and it actually gave more details about the story that they were talking about. And then it gave more context mm-hmm. to the situation or this problem or whatever it was in a way that wasn't necessarily related to that specific storyline. It was just, mm-hmm. hey, this is the topic that's being discussed. Here's more information about it. And in that regard, I think it's interesting to be able to see more details about a certain topic and just have it right there at your fingertips. I happen to be somebody who is constantly looking stuff up. If I'm watching a TV show or something, I am constantly Googling everything because I want to know. I want to know who this actor is. I want to know what else they've been in. I want to know the history of this place that they're at. I like knowing all those things. So I will leave a situation sometimes and I will have Googled a lot of little bitty things. And I probably can't tell you at all what happened in the actual storyline because I spend all my time like looking into the little details like that. And so to me on this regard, you know, to me, it's pretty harmless as far as that goes. I know for a lot of people, it's really annoying. One other way that I saw it was for another post that came across my page. And this one I thought was interesting as well. I often get blueprint site ads on my Facebook feed because I like looking at floor plans for houses. I always have homes, you know, houses, apartments, all of those things. I just think it's really interesting to see how the different builders set things up. So even though I'm not on the market to buy a house, I look at those things all the time. And the one that came across had the Meta button and I clicked on it. And it gave more details about that actual build and the builder and the layout of the home and, you know, the area that the house was in. And again, I thought that was interesting. I think the part that I've seen that people are really annoyed with is that it's affecting their search in the search bar. And I think that's where I'm seeing that people are really, really fed up with it. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Yeah, I have seen some complaints. Let me just out myself very quickly. Because I did see it on the search bar. So, and it says right up there on Instagram, it says, ask Meta AI anything. So in my little brain, I'm like, oh my gosh, this just made stalking people so much easier. I can find any profile that I want. Like I just have to put in some keywords and it's going to pop up. Like that's my first thought. And I was like, this is amazing. Anybody that I want to find info on, like it is at my fingertips. That's not how it works. It doesn't. You actually have to like ask it legitimate questions. It doesn't take you to people's profiles. Like it doesn't do anything like that. It just allows you to have more information on a specific subject, just like normal AI stuff that we've seen before. Yeah. So it does not help you stalk. Doesn't do that. So disappointed. But that's I did really see funny. That you can like start an actual conversation with the AI generator, which is kind of crazy that you can do that. But if you add keywords into it, so I did see if you add the keyword like imagine, and you can say, put a little conversation and say, imagine a sunset over Tampa Bay. It'll generate like a picture of a sunset over Tampa Bay just by saying the words imagine, which I mean, I think it's so cool. That's awesome.
I'm having deja vu on this conversation. And for those of you in a panic that we're about to have me read a 15-minute song, we're not ever doing that again. That was a mistake that we'd all like to forget. So just get that out of your brain. It's not happening. But it seems like that's something that could potentially happen now based on the AI being available in there. Interesting.
Right. I did see also that, okay, so again, on Instagram, when you go into the Explorer page, you're going to see a bunch of Meta tags up at the top of your screen that just prompt different things that can be pulled up. And I thought those would be connected to like my search history or my view history, something like that. But none of those prompts have anything to do with anything that I've ever looked at before. Yeah. So they're just, I wonder if they're just like the most popular things that have been pulled up. Yeah, and that's the tags because none of it is applicable to me at all. That's so that was a little random.
I wonder if that'll change as it's in motion a little bit longer, if we'll see that it starts changing to fit our stalking, you know, history. I had to throw that one out there.
My Explorer page is everything that I look at all the time, but like the tags at the top don't match any of that. Right.
Interesting. Very interesting.
It's pretty cool.
For those of you who don't know, you can go in and adjust the features to where it's not so prominent. I don't know that you can turn it off completely, but I do know that you can go in and adjust it. And maybe we should make a video showing people how to do that.
Yeah.
One of these days when we can get our mindset back there. It might be a couple of weeks, honestly, before we're back to posting regular content, but you know, it'll be coming. So, well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, then it's a lot going on right now.
End of the school year is rough. It's a rough one. But it's the last week for us. Happening. Next week is finals, and then we still have a couple weeks to wrap up everything. And it seems like the whole year just kind of comes to a head right now. But soon, soon we'll be able to take a break. Soon.
Yes.
So I briefly mentioned that I'm on TikTok more than Instagram, and I'll just tell you why. So this I had to think about. I found out that I was spending so much time on Instagram, probably the last several years of my life, because I get sucked into people's stories and everybody shares stuff in the stories. That's where I always spend my time, is in the stories on Instagram. You know, people will give you their whole life story up there in the stories. But stories go away after 24 hours. So I always felt this pressure that I had to keep up with all of these people that I followed on Instagram. Otherwise, I was going to miss out on what was going on there. And I have a couple of different accounts, you know. And so there was this one account that I would use that, not that I was posting anything I didn't want other people to see. It's just like I just could keep my professional and my personal life separate from just like dumb things that I like to see, you know, like to watch, whatever. Like I'm stuck on this, you know, like farm life type stuff. Like I like watching people, you know, plant flowers and grow them and, you know, have their like livestock and stuff. I don't need the whole world to know that those are things that I'm interested in, whatever. So I would spend so much time on Instagram watching the stories because they would disappear. And I would spend hours. And this last year, I told myself, you cannot spend so much time watching these people that you don't know live their life and you're doing nothing. So you got to get it together. Anyway, I allowed myself to spend some time on TikTok because I thought, as a tech person, and I'm being serious at this point, I feel like I need to know different things in order to be able to have an opinion about them. So for a long time, I just kept saying, no, TikTok's bad. TikTok's bad. I don't want to be on there. And then I finally said, well, let me just see what it's all about. And I spend a lot of time on there because I still get those short little stories like I do on Instagram. But most people don't use stories on TikTok. They actually post their short videos to their feed. So I can always go back and rewatch them. So I can spend less time and actually get the content that I'm looking for, as opposed to on Instagram where I feel like I have to daily check it. So that's the history as to why I tend to spend more time on TikTok right now than Instagram. We'll see if they end up banning it for real and it actually goes away. I'm back to square one. And I don't know. I think I just need to not spend so much time on social media. Lately, though, I have not been on there. My phone gives me a report each week because I had to get it under control. And so it tells me every Sunday morning, you've spent, you know, X amount of hours on social media this week. And my numbers have definitely gone down over the last year. So that's good.
That's very good. Improvement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Let's talk about our tech tip so good, it'll make you flip your chair. Our tech tip this week, we actually talked through in full 2 weeks ago, and then I had to cut it all out. So we ended up with a very short video. So Nikki, let's pretend like we've never said this before, but let's talk again about our tech tip of the week. And this one I think is a good one Our tech tip this week, I think, is very appropriate for this time of year. We have a lot of high school students graduating, getting ready to go off to college. We have some college students graduating and getting ready to begin grad school. And usually at this time of the year and moving into summer and starting a new school year, which I don't even want to think about a new school year yet, but that's kind of the mindset that we're at right now with purchasing a device for the next stage of life. And so we thought that we would talk about the difference in the having a laptop or having a tablet. Those are really the two common things that we see as college teachers that students have, and just kind of the reasons for the pros and cons for each one. So we'll just kind of briefly run through this just as a tip for you as teachers who teach technology to students and who even interact with students who aren't necessarily in tech fields, but, you know, having an understanding of what could be helpful for them in their classes. When I brought this up to Nikki a couple weeks ago, when I said, what do you think about this being our tech tip topic for this week? And she said, you know, I was actually just talking about this with one of her friends because, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to grab this device. This is a popular device. Everybody has this device, but it may not necessarily fit your need. And my opinion on this might be a little different than Nikki's. I feel like we're pretty much on the same page with it. So we'll see as our conversation unfolds. But in my opinion, I feel like a laptop is really probably what I would do if I was going to get something. If I could only get one device for college, university, you know, undergrad, or even grad work, I would go with a laptop at this point. And I'm not even saying the difference in a PC or Windows laptop and a MacBook. You know, there are two differences with that, but I definitely think I would go the laptop route before a tablet. Now, if you can have more than one device, if that's something that's in your budget, maybe they're graduation gifts, then yeah, I would be all for getting a tablet. But I think for most students, having a laptop would be more beneficial than a tablet. What do you think, Nikki?
I'm on the same page as you. If you really are teetering back and forth between the two, look at what you're going to be using it for. Like Tina mentioned, one of my friends is in grad school right now. And at the very beginning of grad school, the students before her mentioned that an iPad or a tablet would be so, so beneficial for all of the notes that she's going to be taking, because you can label things and cover things up, and the note part of it would be fantastic. And it was so helpful for every single thing that she had to do with all of her notes. But then obviously in grad school, you got a ton of papers that you have to do, and she wasn't able to write her papers with her tablet because you only have access to the app versions of things. So in the program that she's in, she had to do a lot of extra formatting, which she didn't have available on her tablet. So she actually had to go out and purchase a computer because she couldn't finish school with the tablet that she had. So, I mean, really needs-based, what are you going to be doing with it? If you are going to be doing papers, writing, stuff like that, I would highly recommend an actual computer where you have all of those capabilities.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with that. We have some students sometimes who try to do the formatting and things on their iPad or whatever other tablets are out there. Now, I'll come back to what I was about to say in a second, but they get so frustrated when they get to the paper part. And let's be honest, most people are waiting until the last minute to finish a paper. At the very least, you're waiting till the last minute, likely to do the format for that. And if it's not something that you do all the time, it's a struggle for a lot of people to get the spacing in there, the margins in there, the page numbers in there. And it's not even necessarily the teachers who are coming up with this stuff. Especially in grad school, you have to follow the style of whatever it is that you're following. In my graduate work for my master's degree, we followed, I believe, Turabian for that. For my doctoral work, we did APA all the way through. What did you do for yours? Was it APA?
APA whole time.
And then, you know, and I have other friends who are in different programs and they follow different styles. And these are styles that are set across the board. And it should be the same when you go from one school to the next. And so it's not necessarily that particular teacher who's really into the format. Sometimes people say, no, that's a cool teacher. They're not going to care. Well, if it's going through a certain process, certain board, you're trying to get things passed, you're trying to have a portfolio, you need to be able to make things look the way that they're supposed to. So I would definitely consider having that laptop. And then there's a difference as well with, you know, a MacBook or a Windows computer. If you're going into the arts, I believe that in the arts, they use MacBooks more than a Windows computer. On the other side, if you're going into computer science, I believe computer science works better with a Windows computer or something that can have some of these other programs on there or operating systems on there. And so just being aware of your field. And if you're starting college soon, or if you know somebody starting college soon, and this is something that they're starting to think about, I would look at that field that you're going into. If you're going into education, probably doesn't matter which one you decide to go with. If you're going into art, look and see what's common in your field. Does the school that you're going into, do they have something already preset where they say, this is what you need to have? These are the requirements for the device that you use. Some schools do list that for you. If you're going into the business field, are you using Excel a lot? A lot of business is done in Excel. Excel works on a Windows computer or a Mac. Your database, if you're using Access does not work on a Mac, unfortunately. So depending on the school that you're going to, if, you know, that might be something that you can work around if they have computers available for you. But there are some other things that don't play nicely on a MacBook. But then there are other apps that work great on both. And so you definitely don't want to go out and purchase a Windows computer and a MacBook. I'm not saying to buy two laptops for sure, but I would definitely look into a laptop before I would look into a tablet. An iPad, though, is really nice. I do have one, and I love being able to write things out. But if I had to pick one or the other, I would pick a laptop. Now, a Surface.
Right. I mean, for long term.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. A Surface is a tablet and a laptop all built into one. So that's something that if you're wanting that element of the tablet, that could be nice. Mm-hmm. I have a laptop. Nikki's actually using it right now. It can be turned on to tablet mode, but it doesn't actually flip backwards. So I don't understand the point of that. I literally don't understand it. I don't get the point of that. So I would just look at those elements. I had a dad recently, the last couple of years, come in and ask when I was helping with onboarding for freshmen coming into our college, asked me what type of device that he needed to get for his daughter before they, you know, dropped her off and then went back home. And he was so sold on the fact that he thought that she probably needed a desktop computer. And a desktop computer in this day and age just is not something that I would recommend for a college student. You want to be able to take your device to class with you. You want to be able to take it to the library. You want to be able to take it, I was about to say to the beach. I don't know. There's sand there. So you want to be careful with that. But you want to be able to take it home. You want to be able to take it with you if you go somewhere for the weekend. I would definitely get a laptop over a desktop any day as a college student. 100%. For sure. And then one last one I wanted to mention is a good old Chromebook. And I know that Chromebooks are very popular in education. So a lot of times we'll have students who will go through K through 12 and their school will provide Chromebooks for them. So then that's what they end up with as they come into college. They're very inexpensive, which is a big appeal for a lot of people. And if that's what you can afford, if that's what's in your budget, you know, something is better than nothing as far as that goes. But I would just caution you that a Chromebook does not have all the capabilities of a regular laptop. And so there may be some frustrations with that. So it might, if it's in your budget, or if you can save up a little bit for a little bit longer or look for a good sale. A lot of times students will get a discounted price on things. Mm-hmm. I know that Best Buy has incentives for students. It's a great thing that they do. So be watching for that. And I would watch for the prices to go down on the regular laptops and just go for one like that instead.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So that is our tech tip of the week. Now, we normally just cut this off, but I'm going to wrap it up with an exciting little plug for next week. I have some special guests joining me next week. Nikki's not going to be able to join me next week, but I have two to fill her shoes, and my nephews are going to join me next week. They are so excited. to be able to be on our podcast. They have been begging, and I told them, I will let you, but you have to actually, you know, answer the questions that we ask, have a conversation, and they are so mm-hmm. excited. So they're going to talk to me about some websites and apps that they use at school. They do use Chromebooks in their classroom. I asked them, so they gave me a list. So I have homework to do this week to look over these things that they use in their class. And then they're going to give us some insight to technology use in the classroom from the kids' perspective. What is it like for them? Do they know what they're doing? These are things I haven't asked them. I'm going to ask them as I'm recording to see what their answers are. And I'm very excited to see that. So Henry and Charlie are coming on next week. And I keep getting texts from them. They're so excited. They just found out that it was going to happen. And they're just so, so, so excited. So happy.